Praise the name of Jesus. Today is another blessed time that the Lord has made, and we are glad in it. I'm grateful today, and I want us to read from the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. And it reads thus: Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. 17 says, the world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the word of God lives forever. Lord Heaven, thank you so much for today, and thank you for guiding us and protecting us against the wiles of this world. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, of your word. Thank you, God, for teaching us to obey you in all things. Oh God, it is my prayer today that you will speak to the heart, and God, as we receive your word, Father, we'll be blessed. Thank you, Lord, and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today, the theme of our message is love not the world. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17 teaches us about our relationship with the world around us. It challenges us to consider where we place our love and focus. There are three key things I want us to look at today. The first thing I want us to look at is the lust of the flesh. Seeking pleasure in these harmful ways. We are no longer this world. New family. To practice new behavior and take instruction from the new boss. We now live for Christ. But the devil is interested in our soul. He tells us to love the world and cause us to hate the word of God. Amen. So our flesh nature causes us to do things that we may not be pleased to do. And so the devil uses the means of temptation to lead us in the wrong path. Those things that our heart really desire to do, that is what the flesh design, we have to be very careful, because Satan knows our weakness. He knows that we're in the flesh. Yes, we're giving our life to Jesus, but he's still interested in our soul. He does not want us to live for God. So he uses our sin nature to lead us in the wrong path. And so I want to encourage you today that the lust of the flesh that is seeking pleasure in harmful way might lead us to hell. Satan is doing these things to weaken our strength and divert our mind from trusting God and following the way of the devil. So I want you to be sensitive to the words of this word. Satan is using deception, leading us in the wrong path. And the last thing I want us to look at is the lust of the eyes. Now, the lust of the eye is one of the powerful tools Satan uses to tempt us to sin. Desiring what we see and leading to greed. We have to be careful to deal with issues as they reflect on our mind. Because you cannot stop your eyes from seeing, but you can stop your mind from focusing on what your eye sees. And the more we desire what we see, the more Satan prompts us into doing the wrong thing. And at the end of the day, we suffer the consequences. Another thing is that we'll not be walking and close our eyes from seeing things around us. But we have to be careful how we deal with those issues our eyes see. For typical example, David was not thinking on the wrong decision. But when he saw Bathsheba, it led him to sin. He desired her, and Satan prompted him until he went into sin. Now, we're not careful, what our eye sees will lead us in the wrong path. And this is why the Bible says we should be watchful and prayerful that we're not fall into temptation. And the Bible did not say we're not face temptation now. He said we're not fall into temptation, that we will not fall into temptation. And so we have to be careful because we always come across temptation. As a believer, we always come across temptation, but we have to be careful and prayerful that we not fall into temptation. Amen. And so, the eyes will create the problem for us, but as we go to the Lord in prayer, the Lord will help us to escape those temptations. Amen. Now, what we desire, or what we see and desire, can sometimes destroy our relationship with God. So, as we vision the things of this world, we need to be careful how we embrace them. Because the devil uses our weakness to destroy our relationship with God. Amen. Not everything that appeared good with our physical sight at best for us. And this is the reason why we need to take those things to the Lord in prayers. They might appear good, but they might not be best for us. Many times we see things that appear good, but they seem destructive. For the typical example, the man is desiring a woman to marry. The woman's appearance is good, but perhaps her attitude is not good. But the physical appearance is reflecting something to your mind in telling you this woman is a good woman, she's a fine woman, she's beautiful. Now, beautiful on the physical, but the devil might use her physical appearance to destroy your relationship with God. So you have to be very careful as you see things. Pray about it, seek wisdom from the Lord, and ask God to help you to be able to deal with them with care. We have to be sensitive to the words of this word. Satan can use something small to destroy our lives. For this reason, we need to seek wisdom from the Lord. I don't know what you're desiring to do. I don't know what your eyes are seeing, and a abroad desire to you, and you want to get involved. I want you to seek wisdom from the Lord. Get on your knees and pray. Ask God to direct you what is best for your life. Hallelujah. Finally, the pride of life. Seeking status and recognition above humanity. We are on earth for a season. And we need to be careful with temporary nature of worldly desire. These things are just for the season. We want whatever we get, whatever we work for, and the Lord has blessed us with, we need to be careful how we show the world who we are and how we treat other people. Why? Because Satan uses our proud life to prove that yes, we have reached the peak of life. No, we have to be careful because we are Christians and we need to live in humanity. We need to continue with a humble spirit, live in a humble spirit, and not letting people see the distinction between we and people we don't have. We need to be humbled. Amen. So our prayer life might appear as a result of destroying our relationship with God. We don't need to be carried away by the things of this world. They are trap of the devil. Satan just used them to weaken our lives and cause us to distance ourselves from the Lord. I want to encourage you today, wherever you are, that the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life are powerful tools that the devil is using against us today. What we see and desire, what we want and go after, what we have and misbehave to other people, they are all desire that the devil is using against us. And I also want to encourage you, as a Christian, as a child of God, the word and the desires will pass away. Everything that is in the word that men are grieving for, people are destroying one another for. People are hurting one another for. People are ill-treating one another for. People are being insincere to one another for. The Bible says they all will pass away. But the man who does the word of God will live forever. I want to encourage us today. It will be very important that we live our life for God, fear God, and do the right thing, rather than going after the things of this world and lead us to eternal destruction. I want to encourage you again. Put your faith in Jesus. Trust in God with everything you have. And ask God to come into your heart, to live to his glory. Because the word and everything in it, the Bible said, they all are passing away. Only those who live faithfully in accordance with God's word of our eternal life. And I pray today that the Lord will help you. If you have never accepted him, that you will accept him today. If you accepted him but you're not living right, that today you will make a decision to live right with God. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your word, Father. Strengthen us that we'll be able to live in the fear of God. I pray to God that our focus will be on your kingdom. Guide us, O God, as we live, Father, that those things of this world will not take our attention away. But God, that we continue to focus on you. Thank you for loving us, and thank you, God, for taking our burden on the cross. We pray to God that we receive your peace, and God, that at the end of the day, we'll be among those that have been called. Thank you, Jesus, as you receive us in your kingdom one day. Thank you, now, take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.